Jenny, the hammer, it sounds like, is ready to come down next week in terms of budget cuts, and that may involve teachers and may involve programs. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we actually voted on those budget cuts last week, Pat.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
And so we are, right now we're in the process of figuring out how that those are going to be implemented specifically. And I know that the superintendent is working very closely with each principal at each site to be very careful about where those cuts are made to make sure that they impact the classroom as little as possible, and just maximize the efficiency of our schools, making sure that our classrooms are full, that we're not carrying classes that are too small to sustain themselves, and not having classes that are too big where we have to pay teacher overages and, of course, that are just a burden on teachers.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, I meant the specifics of that. A lot of names will actually come out next week as far as the school district is concerned. One more question for you, Jenny. The March for Our Lives is coming up March 24th. Of course, we know what the kids in Florida are going to do. Are there official or stated marches to take place here in Sonoma County that you know about on that day?
I believe there is some work going on behind the scenes on that. I don't know specifically. I have not been involved in that planning, but I do. It is my understanding that there is planning for there to be a kind of sister march here. And I know that also there's a day where there's supposed to be a 17-minute walkout from the schools, and our superintendent has been working with principals at each site to actually schedule sort of gun violence and violence prevention discussions during that time at school, discussions and some kind of activities.
Well, those kids' voices are loud and they are eloquent. There's no question about that. Yeah, it's been really something to see and something to listen to. Jenny, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Let's stay in consistent touch, shall we?
Yep, I'd be happy to.
All right, very good. That is Jenny Close. She is the board president of the Santa Rosa School District.